Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. At the beginning of this new year, what is Our Lady asking us to do? First, she asks us to pray the rosary every day. But she doesn't want us to just say words while our minds wander. She says, pray with the heart. To pray with the heart means to make the rosary a real meditation on the Word of God. And the Word of God consists in Scripture, tradition, which means the lives and the writings of the saints, and the magisterium, the official teaching of the Church. So, Our Lady wants us to learn our faith while we pray. And that's why we provide a teaching based on the Word of God before each decade of the Rosary. The second thing that Our Lady asks, she wants us to create Rosary groups. She said, little children, create prayer groups where you encourage each other to the good and grow in joy. The Church was born and set on fire and sent out to evangelize the world after the believers gathered around Mary in prayer for 9 days. This was the first Pentecost. Well, we need a new Pentecost. We need to be set on fire and sent out to bring Jesus to everyone. But this new Pentecost will happen like the first, when we gather around Mary in prayer. So Our Lady is asking us to do two things: to meditate on the Word of God every day in the Rosary, and to form a Rosary group. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is
the
fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the approved apparition of Our Lady in San Nicolas, Argentina, Jesus said this: formerly, the world was saved by the Ark of Noah. Today, the Ark is my mother. Through her, souls will be saved, because she will lead them to me. This means that when we invite people to gather around Our Lady in prayer, we're inviting them into the ark that will save them. In a sense, the rain is already begun. The floodwaters are rising in the culture, and people will need a refuge. We want to help you create a refuge, an ark, where you can invite your loved ones and your friends so that Our Lady can save them by leading them to Jesus. And the ark is your rosary group. So we want to give you a rosary group field guide. So the first question is, who should I invite to my rosary group? Well, answering these questions will help you decide. Who has God placed in your life? For who, or for whom, I should say, are you spiritually responsible? Your spouse, your kids, adult children, your sons and daughters-in-law, grandkids, your elderly parents? Basically, the people God placed in your life, that's the first and most important mission field God has given you. Beyond your family, you should ask, with whom have I had a long-term friendship? Now, you should also answer this question. Are you starting this rosary group in order to fill or be filled? What do I mean by this? You may not have many people who support you in your faith journey. So maybe you need to begin by forming a group of those who are already committed to growth and holiness, people who can encourage and support you. And if you're not able to find that small group of people, we can help you. We can put you in contact with a group to support you. Just let us know. I'll give more info on that at the end of the rosary. It's also really helpful when beginning a rosary group to have a partner. Jesus sent the apostles out two by two for a reason, because it's much easier to start and sustain a rosary group with a partner. So ask someone to help you form and lead this group. So, who does God want you to invite, and who might be a good partner? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. If you're going to invite people into the ark, if you're going to create a rosary group, then you're going to have to make an invitation. And successful hosts know that behind every large gathering, there is a pile of rejections. So you're going to have to invite 20 to get 10 or 10 to get 5. It's important to leave your guests free to choose, to not nag them or make them feel guilty. And that means feeling rejected at times. On the other hand, it's encouraging to remember that people actually like getting invitations, and you may have to ask them more than once. And we have to become better at hospitality. Determine what type of hospitality you want to offer your group. You could choose to, but you don't have to include a meal or dessert or food or even drinks. Really, what people want is for somebody else to be interested in them and to include them. It's always helpful to have a rosary guide with the prayers handy for those who are unfamiliar. We also provide a transcript every day for this meditation. Print out a copy for everyone coming to your rosary group and give them a pen. And then set up the seating wherever you're at so that when you're finished, you can have a good conversation together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Once you gather people, it might feel just a little bit awkward. So how do we begin? Well, before starting the rosary, it's good to get caught up with everyone. And then to transition into the rosary, wherever you have gathered people, maybe it's common to gather around an island in the kitchen and some snacks, but then it's good to move from one space or one room to another for the rosary. If you start in the kitchen, then move to the living room. And before the rosary, ask the others what their prayer intentions are. They can give them out loud or just silently. Now, there are many options for engaging your group with the rosary. You can play this daily rosary podcast over a speaker, or you can print out the transcript and you can read it yourself. If you don't have a printer, everyone can pull the transcript up on their phone. If you have a group with a bunch of little kids, simplify a little meditation. Simplify this transcript, or maybe just take the gospel of the day and paraphrase it. As we said before, Our Lady wants the rosary to be a meditation on the Word of God, on Scripture, tradition, and the Magisterium, not just a rote saying of words while our minds wander. So, there should be some content to think about. As I said, the day's podcast or one of the School of Faith Rosary series, which we have on our website, or a topic of particular relevance for your group, or the saint or liturgical feast of the day. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, how do we foster good conversation? Give each person a copy of the transcript for the meditation or have them pull it up on their phones. I actually like the paper version the best. That's why we give them a pen, to encourage them to underline words and phrases that strike them. This is the easiest way to teach them how to reflect, to think about the Word of God, to meditate. And it's the easiest way to generate conversation afterward. You could have a good conversation based on the meditation at the end of the rosary, but you might also consider stopping after each decade and ask them what struck them, or what they were reflecting on, or what questions arose, and then discuss, and then go on to pray the next decade. The best way to facilitate good conversation is by asking questions. The simple question, like I ask Teresa every day, what struck you with the meditation? And then ask them, why did that strike you? How did it make you feel? That's a key question. And where is it relevant in your life? How is it calling you to make a change? It's also good to ask, what surprised you? What confused you? What did you agree with strongly? Is there anything you disagreed with? Now, if you notice someone speaking less than others, it might just be that they process at a different rate. Give them space and time. But do include them by asking a direct question without pressure of answering. And remind the group that it's one conversation. And teach them to listen and to build on one another's input so that it does become one conversation where everyone is contributing, giving, and receiving. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on?
Obviously, I've been lucky enough to have a lot of experience with a rosary group. One of my biggest pieces of advice is honestly, remember the worst case scenario. For starters, worst case scenario, everyone says no. You still did a good thing by trying. And keep trying, because it just doesn't matter as long as you keep trying, as long as you keep inviting. In my experience, across the board, as someone who loves to host, for instance, and this might terrify some people, to be very clear, I knew what the outcome would be, so I waged the results, but I invited 60 people to my house.
Whoa!
You want to know how many yeses I got?
15.
About 3. I kid you not. My friends are so flaky. But you do have to throw the widest net. B, you have to know you're going to get a confusing mix of people. You're going to have to make that work. 3, so imagine you get people together and you're not a good leader and they're not good conversationalists and you don't have good content and you sit down and you pray the rosary and it's really awkward. That's not a bad worst case scenario. That is the worst case scenario, but you still prayed the rosary. There's not actually any danger in this entire world to being awkward. It's only your awareness of it that makes it problematic. It is still good in the eyes of God. It's still good as a stepping stone. It will get less awkward, and it is actually okay if it is awkward.
Yeah.
You're not going to die. And it is objectively good what you're doing. Just taking those little steps. So the action itself should be a fearless one because the worst case scenario is just not that bad.
Yeah. And it's most important to begin with the people that God has already placed in your life inviting your spouse, inviting your kids, who answering those questions in the second decade, who has God placed in your life? For whom are you responsible in some way spiritually? And then, but always leaving them free and showing no emotion if they decline.
Yeah. I also just like, I think it's good to warn people and say, I'm getting people together to pray the rosary, or at least let them know that you are going to be someone who's just always inviting people to the rosary, more so than it is to, we're going to all have drinks together, and then be like, actually, we're praying the rosary.
Yeah, yeah, you don't, it's not a bait and switch, you can't spring it on people. And you may have to start by just bringing that special group together regularly for something other than the rosary.
100%.
And then over time, being patient, turning it into a rosary group.
I think the greatest virtue you need beyond even courage and prudence and all of that is just patience.
And perseverance.
Yep.
So it's our mission to help you build an ark, to help you form a rosary group. And it doesn't matter where you are in the process, whether you have a rosary group or you don't know another soul on the planet, wherever you are in that spectrum, we can help you. But I can only help you if you will go to our website, schooloffaith.com, and click on rosary groups, and then fill out that information there. It doesn't matter where you are on the spectrum, but we need to know who you are so that we can help you move forward. We'll do our part, you do your part, and we will build the ark together. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.